yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So let's talk about sales. What is it about sales that you feel is changing and shifting?
Well, first off, I think the reason so many of us are talking about it is because without money, a business isn't a business. It's a nonprofit. So sales is the engine that runs every business. It's what has to happen. The problem is that so many people have been taught for so many decades that sales is where you go and you control and you beat people up and, you know, emotionally, mentally, that you have to expect to go do battle with people in order to get them to say yes, that you have competition that you have to work against. And so this is not the age for that anymore. People are not staying in sales jobs. They're going and finding other things to do, or they're leaving to start their own businesses so they can do sales in a way that's more satisfying for them. So there is this trend now. We went through warlike marketing, then there was the concept of relationship marketing, but it didn't quite get there all the way. People were still feeling like one person has to win in a relationship. Both people can't. And now I see more folks like me encouraging salespeople and their managers to come into a more aligned place, making sure we love the products that we're representing, that we're not doing it from our head, but from our heart, as well as treating human beings as people. Like, the marketing can be automated, but the sales has to be human. So that's my take on it.
So when you say sales has to be human, what do you mean?
I mean, we must treat people like they're human beings. Not, we take the targets off their heads. We stop looking at them as soulless, you know, like all they have the ability to do is say yes or no. We realize that they're dealing with all sorts of issues in their lives, right? All of us are dealing with issues in our lives. We don't assume that the most important thing in the world to them is our product or our service. We learn to listen rather than be prepared to pitch. And we treat people that we meet, wherever we meet them, like we would if we were meeting them at a party. That's what I'm talking about. Like, when I say to folks, would you ever walk into a birthday party wearing a sandwich sign for your business? You might have business cards in your pocket. I get that. But would you walk into a party with a sandwich sign promoting your business? Everybody I've met says no, they would not do that. I say, well, then why, when you first meet somebody through social media or at a networking event, the very first thing that comes out of your mouth is what you do? You wouldn't do that at a party. You would ask someone else, how do you know the host? Why are you here? How are you connected? You might ask them, what do they do first? But we don't pitch before we make friends. That's what I mean.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.